Resh Mem Vad Revi. This is actually going to be our last piece on Hakpada. It's a straightforward, not necessarily easy, but a straightforward avoda when it comes to Hakpada. And just as a way of a heads up, the next section is really going to be more about internal. So far we've been talking about, you know, both with Savlanos and Hakpada. It's much more interpersonal. It's about a relationship with others. The next Vadim are going to be much more focused on our relationship with ourselves, which is a whole different realm, and a realm which oftentimes takes a little bit more self-awareness and sensitivity, because the fact that there's no interaction to trigger those thoughts. It's happening on its own. So we'll get there. So let's today focus on Vad Harvi on page Resh Mem. Kashahu lo chiach. Okay. So he begins the piece acknowledging what we just discussed, and it's difficult to give rebuke. Okay. Kasha kiflayim hu limchol. He says it's doubly difficult to forgive. Okay, one thing is to rebuke, to actually forgive is quite difficult. Misha lo akar milibo legamre, es hakpeda v'atina, a person who did not remove entirely the hakpada, again, that the thing that were irked by someone. V'atina is like that, it's like almost the opposite of a spark, it's like that dirt. Aser lo lomar bepeh, machulach, machulach. It's actually forbidden, he says, and I've never heard someone take this approach, but he argues that it's forbidden to say, I forgive you. Why? Kizohi gnevas das, because this is a form of gnevas das. Gnevas das means to trick someone, to tell someone something when it's not actually true. Okay, so I'm not sure. I want to just parenthetically point out, not everyone would agree to this point. Sometimes, you know, people ask someone before Shem Kippur, someone's asking them Mechila, they don't really, for whatever reason, doesn't make sense to get in with them about, you know, what they've done wrong. It would be more healthy for them to just disengage. And so you could say there's a Mechila, a partial Mechila. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean a full Mechila. It means I've sort of forgiven you. There are parts I want to hold on to, but it's not worth it. It's not appropriate, I would say, to even go deeper. But one way or another, he's arguing, he's a purist, and he's making a very strong point, and that is, I'm saying I forgive you, and I don't actually forgive you. So that is, gnevas das means, I'm tricking someone, I'm telling someone something, when it's not true, okay? And there's a lot of validity to what he's saying. V'mishu mevakish slicha be'erev yom kippurim, umochlim lo bepeh ach lo belev. If someone asks forgiveness before Yom Kippur, and the person forgives with their mouth, but not with their heart, goes limlo es kaparas yom kippurim shelo. In truth, it's not just that you're tricking the person, you're stealing from the person their ability to get mechila on Yom Kippur. Hare avero shebein adam lechavero, ein yom kippur mechaper ad shiirtes chavero. Famous Mishnah in Yuma that says that a person does not actually get forgiveness until they are forgiven by their friends, you know, by the person they wronged. So if I say I forgave you, and in truth I didn't, then I walk into, the other person walks into Yom Kippur thinking that they are getting forgiven when it didn't actually happen. And if your friend tells you they forgave you, but in their heart they still have this hakpada, what it does is it stops me from trying to appease you further. I'm not gonna keep on asking you for forgiveness, because so you say you forgave me, Baruch Hashem, good, I don't have to deal with this anymore, I'm done, right? Ach mechila, so in a mechila. But in truth, their mechila, their forgiveness is not a forgiveness. Varitzoi in a ritzoi. The appeasement is not an appeasement. V'yom kippurim in a mechaper. And therefore Yom Kippur is not effective. So again, we've stolen from the person. He says, Uma meguchach, how ridiculous is it? Shebe erev Yom Kippurim, on erev Yom Kippur, Om lechom mevakesh, and imachalach, I forgive you, I forgive you. You walk around, you especially go to like yeshivas, everyone's like walking around, I forgive you, I forgive you, I machal me, machal me. You know, but it's like all, it's almost like, it's meaningless, right? Mivli lach shav klal akir sekpedos, without really removing the akpada. To forgive means, I forgive you. That's what it means. I've removed all the ill will. Have we done so? Right? If not, then not only are we not telling the truth, we're stealing something from them, in the sense that they think they're walking into Yom Kippur. You're preventing them from doing the work. The work is, if you don't forgive them, then they need to still come back and really appease you. And if you've said, I've forgiven you, then they don't even know that they need to do so. And you're kind of setting them up for failure, which isn't very fair. Okay?
It goes the other way too.
Meaning? Ah, okay, good. And that's where that's what he's going to focus on as well, that it's our work. It's not enough just to be honest and say, I don't forgive you. But also there's inner work to be a forgiver, to be someone who forgives. But his starting point is, yeah, but before, yes, absolutely. And he's certainly going to get into that. You're right, it's a two-way street. But this approach, this false approach, is setting everyone up for failure. I'm telling you I forgave you. It's not fair to the person who thinks they've been forgiven. And it's not honest, right, for yourself. Right. So he says, "Ein l'sachik imachila." He says, we cannot, and he's going to get into to your point in a moment. He says, first, he just emphasizes this point. We can't make a mockery. We can't joke around when it comes to forgiveness. Maisa b'agayin atzadik Rav Eliyahu Lapian, who was known to be not just a big scholar, but he was known to be a big balmidos. He was someone, Rav Lapian was someone who had, just an incredibly fine soul. And Shaba Adam Lefanav Uvikesh Mechilaso Al Shadibar Lav Shloka Hogan. So this individual comes to Rav Eliyahu Lapian and says, you know, I want to ask you forgiveness. I didn't speak appropriately about you. I said something behind your back. Hagan Rav Eliyahu Lapian Hichrichu Lisaper Lo Bidyuk Ma'amar Lav. He says, okay, tell me what you said. Yeah, those are never good. Okay, so Va'achari Isheshama Es Dvarav. He give, and after he heard the words, he responds, Achein Davar Kashu. He says, the truth is, it's kind of difficult. I don't know if I could forgive you. Come back to me in 2 weeks. And until then, I'm going to learn a lot of Musar. Perhaps I'll be able to forgive you with a complete heart. Whew, right? You don't want to have that conversation, right? You built up all the courage to even say, I said something, right? This guy, okay. Hello, he's Dazea Lishama Hadvarim. This person obviously shook, you know, trembled to hear such words. Kilotir La'atma didn't imagine for themselves, sketch for themselves. Shemechila Hidavar Ko Kasha Mesubach. He didn't think it was so difficult and complicated. Valach Lo Bepechi Nafesh. And he left with a broken heart. In 2 weeks later, he returns to Rav Lapian. He received him with joy, and he related to him. Baruch Hashem, lamati harbe musar, v'tzalachti lifol etzel atzmi limcha lecha b'lev shalom. I learned a lot of musar. I was successful. Okay, v'nani mocha lecha b'mechila gemura, and I forgive you with a complete forgiveness. Zemai sarav. This is a story of a great teacher. Hamlamdenu ki mechila amitit, which teaches us that true forgiveness. Avodahi, it's work. It's work. It's not something which is done flippantly. Okay? Va'astro limcho bepeh, and it's forbidden to forgive with one's mouth. Adcha okrim esa kapeda min halev, until a person removes the kapeda from their hearts. Adcha lo yizkeru osa at ola olam, to the point that you really don't remember it. Not that you don't remember it, but you don't remember it emotionally, that it's really gone. You don't feel that pain. You don't feel that, you know, that feeling all the time. Okay? Let's skip the parentheses. Hare al mechila amitit tzrichim la'avod. Again, for true forgiveness, a person has to work. Havodahi, the avoda is, limchos kol roshem shal kepeda min alev, to remove, to erase every bit of kepeda, every bit of that irkness, if that's a word, the sense of being bothered, the sense of being irked from the heart, kidei shelo yizkeru o la'olam es pegiyas ha'ish hazeh, so that it will never be remembered. Again, I don't know if he means like literally to remember, but it's not the pegia, the pain of the attack is not remembered. Kidei lagia lezeh, to reach such a thing, ein lisbayesh milavakesh zman mamavakesh mechila ad shiimchelo b'leiv shalom. It's, you shouldn't be embarrassed to say I need, you know, to say I need some time to truly forgive. I need some time. Mishenichel, you're right. It's interesting. You know, I just want to emphasize, you know, just the last piece as well. Like, part of Musar is not, you know, it's not just chesed, it's not just being a shmata, it's not just allowing things to happen. There's a sense of honesty, which is demanded of us, right? And so to be a truly refined person, it's not just forgiving and letting things go. It's also the importance of being, of having that honest expression. And over here, if someone asks me forgiveness, and I know, I, if it's nothing, great. But if it's something which really bothers me, it's okay. We shouldn't be embarrassed to say, I'd love to, I really need to think this through. Please come back to me. I really want to be able to forgive you. Okay? Misha nichshal b'mechila, milulit tzarech lizvados alev yom kippurim, shechatam mechilas peh. Right? So they're a person who sinned in this area, who said they forgave, even though they did not, they have to do vidoy on Yom Kippur, that they sinned with mechilas peh, with forgiving just with the mouth. Kemoshim is vadim al vidoy peh. Just like we ask Hashem for forgiveness, al vidoy peh. What is vidoy peh? Meaning just giving voice to... Sorry?
Platitudes,
right? And we do this to God, we do this to others, saying, oh, I'm so sorry. We do this from Kippur to Hashem, I'm so sorry. We're not really as sorry as we could be. He says there's also a thing called mechila bepeh, when I forgive without really feeling it. That also is a sin. It's a sin, as we just described.
Also, yes, Hashem, right?
There's levels.
There's levels. Is there not levels here too?
I hear you. And that's partially where, you know, I mentioned when I started. Like, I practically, I'll tell you, when people ask me, this comes up, you know, like, whatever it is, it might be it's someone who's toxic, and you know, for them to get into, or someone, whatever it might be impossible for them to start, oh no, I don't fully forgive you, like, whatever it's going to be, the particular scenario is not possible. So yeah, so the idea of mechal, slach, mekaper, according to many, not everyone, is the levels, to say, like, okay, there's this level, there's that level. Okay, so there's an argument to be made that maybe that's appropriate. There's also an argument to be made. What he's saying is, you know, is compelling in the sense that there's also an element of being honest. You know, so to hide behind that, as maybe some of us might be inclined to do, is not necessarily right. There might be circumstances where it's inappropriate for us to be able to do so. But some circumstances, it's not inappropriate. It's just we're lazy or emotionally lazy, that we don't want to deal with the headache of having to say something like that. It's uncomfortable for us, uncomfortable for them, right? So, right. Yeah.
But, at times also, I've had situations where it's, you know what, I do forgive them, but the reason that I forgive them is because it's like, consider the source.
Ah.
You know, it's like, yeah, okay, but that person, you know, I'm going to say it, that person's an idiot. So it's like, you know, so it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's a real forgiveness. That is a real forgiveness. Yeah, granted, you're seeing the person in a negative light. Okay, that's a different story for a different time. No, but it's a real thing. In other words, that forgiveness does not mean it doesn't mean you have to see the act. And we're going to actually see this in a second, but it's not just about seeing the act. If that is enough to get a full forgiveness for the person, that's real forgiveness, right? As opposed to saying, this guy is a fool and I'm still bothered by what they did. That's not what you're saying. You're saying this guy's a fool and therefore, whatever. Their actions are ridiculous.
I can't hold him completely responsible because...
That's real mechila. I mean, what's the alternative? To tell the person you need to become a different person than you... I mean...
Right.
Yeah, that's real mechila. Yeah. I mean, if we find ourselves disparaging every single person who asks mechila, but... Then we have a problem. But some people, just whatever. They Nebuch. Right. Yeah. Okay, so he says, Kashal Islamei Bazeh. It's very difficult to learn with this, right? And this is, you know, Kilo Kol Yom Ba Maise Kazel Yadenu. It's not every day that people come to us and say, hey, are you mochel me? If, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. Ulam, however, HaRambam Masker Ofen Shel Mechila, Belisha Chote Mevakish Mechila. Okay, the Rambam gives an example of Mechila without the sinner asking us for Mechila, and this is exactly David's case. Vusha Chote Hedyot Beyoser. When the sinner is someone who is Hedyot Beyoser, very simple, we'll say very foolish, whatever, a Nebuch, right, whatever. Kilomer Shelo Yavin Klal Al Mahik Banu. They won't recognize. Now, they may understand the words, but some people are just, they're limited in their understanding. And they may hear the words, but you know, they may hear the words, or they may just get completely defensive, right? They're not going to really, they won't hear it. Some people, you know, you'll be able to tell them this bothered me, like, oh, wow, I feel terrible. I have a conversation with them. But some people, either due to their lack of IQ or emotional, you know, EQ, they're unable to really comprehend. So, Maisim Ke'elu Korim B'chol Yom. This happens all the time. Someone does something silly to us. Ubeprat bikpedos aktanos shiskarnu bevada rishon. Specifically on the small kepedos, which again, you know, we could have a debate about his whole approach. The whole thrust of this whole section was to acknowledge the small things that we perhaps just brush off so quickly. But in doing so, on the one hand, okay, that's functional. That's how we're going to function. At the same time, you know, that means there are these things happening that we're not paying attention to. It's important. If we really want to work on Akpada, the area we could work is on those small things that are happening to us, which normally we're just like, okay, whatever. And to recognize those things, and not just to say whatever. In those areas specifically, we say, wait, this bothered me, and I'm going to completely forgive the person. I've just exercised the trait, the midah, of forgiveness. Right, so we have two options. Again, those things presumably happen to us all the time. Someone does something a little bit rude, a little bit silly, says something, ignore it, whatever it might be. But it's small. And again, maybe they're not able to really comprehend. It's just like, it's one of these small things, which, again, a healthy person, you know, we shouldn't be walking, or he's not suggesting, you know, the alternative is not, you know, to walk around and being makbid about all these things. These are things normally we're not makbid with a capital mem, whatever that means, but we are, you know, but we're makbid in the sense that it does irk us for a split second and we let it go. So instead of just letting, just be mochel, say like, it's not just enough to just like ignore it. Oh, I was bothered. A, that's good self-awareness. I was bothered. Acknowledge that. And then so this person just didn't. I completely forgive the person.
But isn't the letting it go the mechila?
I mean, sometimes not. Is it, or is the fact that I just like, I don't, I'll speak for myself. I don't have patience to deal with things like that. I just don't. Did I forgive the person? I'm speaking for myself. Did I forgive? If I were to stop myself and ask myself, did I forgive the person? I didn't forgive. I mean, again, I'm not holding on to it either necessarily, but it wasn't that I stopped and I said, you know, it's like, okay, it's just like, I've really been mochel. It's just like, I can't.
You have to, I think that then, in order to really deal with that, then you really have to kind of define what mechila is. Because really, if I'm not holding a grudge against a person anymore, I'm just letting it go because it's not worth it, because it's not that big of a deal, because whatever it is, I don't have the patience for it, or whatever it is, then really, isn't that really a mechila? In other words, I'm saying, I'm not going to let it bother me anymore. You know, I'm letting it go. It's not. I'm not being mocked on it anymore. I'm letting it go because it's not worth it for me to continue. Isn't that mechila?
It's internally. It's not related to the other person.
Yeah, I think. Go ahead, David.
You still feel that this person did you wrong, even though you let it go.
To me, I see it as economic. It's economic. I don't have the time and patience to deal with this. I'm just not going to let it bother me. Okay. As opposed to, I think what David's arguing is that it's like, I forgive you. I forgive you. What you did, like, I forgive you. I really, it's not that I'm holding on to something, but it's just like, it's more other, there's a fine line over there.
Right.
But I'm really focusing on you and saying you, I am completely, completely forgiving
you
over here.
I'm trying to figure out where the line is what I'm trying, because like, for example, there are plenty of people who it's like, you know what, they did something to me. And it's, you know, let's say they were dishonest, right? They did some, okay, so I forgive them. I'm not going to trust them again.
Sure.
But I forgive.
Oh, trusting it.
I think that's the point, though, is that every time you don't pursue it, every time it's not economic, you're kind of writing that person off.
But
you don't want to do that. You don't want to write people off.
Yes, and, you know, to David's point, we got to figure out new names for y'all. Okay, what's it called? I'm sorry. David, speaking of point, is that you know, at the same, again, halachic, forgiveness is not to say I'm going to trust a thief. That's not forgiveness. But I think the point is, yes, some level of not that I'm going to trust them, but the sense that I'm able to see them, like, nicely, positively.
If I don't want to pursue mechila from that person, you're always in some way, you're not saying he's an idiot, so I'm totally writing him off. But there's a
right,
level of that.
Right,
there's
right.
Levels of that for every person. You say their relationship isn't worth it.
Right. There's, I'm putting them in a box. What box am I putting them in? Again, it could be, I still don't trust them. I'm not, again, there's no mitzvah, it's us to be a fool, right? I mean, but I'm still not trusting them. But I think to Yosha's point, I'm putting them still, like, they're not in that, like, negative box, they're in like a positive box. Okay, I can't trust them, I can't do this with them, whatever it might be, but they're in, you know, they might be foolish, whatever it is, but there is still that positive, like, neutral, you know, light that I see a regular human being. Yes?
I feel like, though, forgiveness isn't seeing a person in a positive light. It's, there are people that there are not necessarily positive things to see, but to maybe look at them and, like, understand why they're that way and what caused them to be that way, and
okay,
that they can't help it, but that still doesn't put them necessarily in a pretty positive.
Right, so maybe positive is a, my term positive was in the sense that I would imagine that's like our, so maybe we'll call it neutral, but I mean positive in the sense that I'm not necessarily lifting them up, but it's like, yeah, I think to your point, we're going to get to that point in a second. But yeah, when if I start seeing and understanding what they're going through, I mean, again, I'm not necessarily elevating them, but in the sense, I'm not seeing them as bad. I'm not seeing them as X, Y, or Z, or evil. And again, even if they are dishonest, even if I'm not going to get into a business venture with them or whatever it is, but again, I'm going to see them in a much more, and that's where you use the positive, but maybe positive neutral. Again, not positive in the sense that, they're a Gadol Hadar, you know, they're the special person to look up to, but I'm not looking at them negatively, at the very least. Let's read on a little bit. Let's sit with us in a moment, okay? So he says like this. He says, we could do this without speaking. And this is the term, and I think David this touches upon where he's saying to remove the hatred from the heart until it is completely forgiven. We spoke about this in the second vada, which we skipped, which we're going to read right now, in terms of like grinding up the kapedos. So let's go here, we're going to get to complete forgiveness. We're going to go back to the vada shenis on the page before, for those of you who have the copy, and he talks about how to, excuse me, how to kind of like grind up the grinds up our hakpadas, right? You have hakpada and you want to just make it really, really small, okay? And then the goal is just kind of like push it away entirely, okay? And this touches upon a little bit what you pointed out, Stacey. So he says like this. He says, if you go back to Vadasheni on page Reish Lamentes, he says, Nochachnu liros, we saw, the earlier avodos, ki amenu zrum kepedos ketanos al kol tzad, that our days are like planted, our days are filled with small kepedos on every side. And these kepedos, they weaken, or they weaken, they make bad our connection with other people. If we think about them, or we start to develop patterns in our head, which is normal, that is the way we function. We develop patterns. This person, I ignore what comes out of their mouth. Okay, as a general rule, because they've done it, they've said enough foolish things. And again, that's how we function, and we need to. We need to do this. We can't just like walk into a person we know has always, you know, done X, Y, Z with us, and now like maybe they're gonna be a totally different person. No, then we won't be able to function. We do need to categorize. We need to box people in. Okay, but we recognize how these things happen. Bikpedos kitanos advarim amurim kan. Okay, we're talking about small things. We have to work on, again, making them into crumbs before it makes an impact on us. And we have to activate our minds immediately. Why did this person push in front of me onto the bus? A very common occurrence in Israel. It must be a hard day. The person just wants to sit. The guy must have had a terrible day, and they just need to put their feet down. You know, put their body. You know, rest their body for just a few moments. Let it be swallowed up, so to speak. It's an expression. In other words, okay, forget it. Lama halo tafas mikomi akvua. Why did this person take my regular seat? Mistama shachach. They forgot. Olo yada shezem mikomi. You didn't know that's my place. So shachashav kilo ava yom ki arei icharti, because you know they didn't think I'd come today because I'm late. Lama lo analip kidzeba divos. Why didn't this person in charge, why didn't they answer me like nicely? Miskenu, it's sad. Oh, must have had a bad some argument with someone in his home or with his captain, with his person on top, manager. Maybe the person has financial worries. Didn't sleep well. Right? Okay, let's stop here. But basically, what he's suggesting, and this is what you're touching on before, is that every situation we could take a step back and say, like, there's very logical reasons that this thing could have happened, and it would go a step further. That it's not just the particulars of that situation, the particulars of the day. You could broaden it. Maybe it's this person's entire upbringing. You know, this person's rude to me. Okay, well, who knows what parents they had and what they went through, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, once we start broadening the picture, we get to a point where we're like, yeah, that's just, it's too bad. You know, like, we don't feel that same negativity, right, that we might otherwise have, that same negative in our head. Again, we may not be harboring that negativity, but we see them in a negative light. And as opposed to, if you knew that the person who was constantly rude to you, if you knew for a fact that person who was constantly rude to you was terribly, 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 you know, Rahman al-Slan abused as a child, you'd see them in a different light. You'd see them in a different light. There was just this certain compassion that is awakened within us, right? So yes, I'm still not going to say, they're not going to be the person on our welcoming committee. Okay, fine. But the point is, I don't see them with the same, and again, it might not be a very strong negativity, but I don't see them in that sila because it's Rachmanus. It's Rachmanus. So yeah, we could look at the day and assume the day, but we could also typically and safely assume that if someone is very fill in the blank, there's a reason, there's a story, there's a whole bunch of history there that's causing them there. Again, it doesn't mean that they're not wrong when they do something wrong, and it doesn't mean that we have to forgive them, but if we're working on mechila, the goal is, step number one, is this idea of kind of breaking it up and kind of stopping and saying, okay, this person must have had the bad day, the bad week, the bad life, you know, and that, again, weakens some of the negative feeling that we're already feeling to some extent. And then the next idea, which he's focusing on right now, is this idea of completely removing it to the best of our ability. I hear you, David, in the sense of like, where exactly is that line and how exactly, at what point do I say I'm completely forgive someone? But I think we could get a general sense, you know, if there's already, there are things which are, look, you know, there are things which don't bother us at all. Great. But there are things which probably touch us a little bit and we just move on. Part of growth is the sense of awareness of when things bother us. And that's what he's been asking us to do, to try to say, maybe we think we're not being bothered by these things, but maybe we are. Maybe these things are touching us a little bit, and to stop and to pause and to analyze and to say, okay, to break it down, to say, you know, again, to give it some context. And then once we've given it some context, to again, do that inner work and say, okay, and now that I've seen it, now that I've seen the broader picture, I'm going to completely remove this from my heart. And in doing so, that is, again, acknowledging it is important. Acknowledging not because that makes us a more machmed person. It's because we're already machmed and we sometimes are oblivious to it because we don't have enough time to deal with it. So to acknowledge it, to give it some context, and then the mechila is basically, and then, so to speak, to let it go. Yes?
How would you deal with it in this kind of framework with somebody who, for example, who continually does this? So in other words, it's not just, oh, I have to let go of what it is that they've done in the past or things like that, but they continue to behave like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it becomes much more difficult to be able to forgive something that was already done, you can do. How do you, the next time they do it?
Right, so I think you could be mefarer, you could certainly break it. I mean, if this person is constantly doing it, okay, everyone pick their favorite person who's constantly doing X, Y, Z to you, right? So to the context is something that could be worked on, and that once the context is worked on, that means each time they're doing that thing, it's already lessened because there's a nebuch. There's a certain nebuch. There's a certain assumption that, again, if someone's doing something wrong, there's a reason. I mean, there's a reason. You know, it's not, you know, there's a reason for it. And then, yeah, then there's the hard work of being mochel. Again, it doesn't mean we're being a shmata. It doesn't mean we're allowing them to do this. It doesn't mean I'm trusting them. But again, if we want to be mochel them, we're never mandated to be mochel. It's a good idea. But if we want to be mochel them, so the first step, again, is to give it, to think about the person who bothers us most, give them context and try to understand where they're coming from. Try to understand their life trajectory to understand why they act in such a obnoxious fill in the blank, whatever it might be. And then the work of mechila is to say each time this thing happens, to work on a person's self, to say I don't harbor any ill will because of those rationalizations that I gave. Easy? I don't know. Probably not. No. But that would be the avoda. Again, part of the avoda is just the recognition, which is not a small thing. Again, and I know that's something which seems counterintuitive, but recognizing that it's happening already, not necessarily the people. There are people in our face we recognize, but then the small things that are bothersome a little bit, acknowledge them. And then those are the easy ones. Again, we're talking about exercising muscles. We recognize them. Oh, this happens. I get it. I give the person a little bit of context. Oh, whatever, they were in a rush, whatever it might be. And then just like let it go in your mind. Like just like let the thing go. Put it on a boat. Let it fly away. Let it sail away. Okay.
Somebody that, you know, the story of Rebel Yapian, somebody he was closer with,
right,
came to him to apologize.
Right.
That he said, no, that needs, right, to be Venice, because I don't want to write you off as a Nebuch story case. I want to have a real relationship.
Right.
To clear the slate there.
Right. So it's going to be more, right, to your point, it's going to be more difficult. And I think that's why he's asking, again, as you know, the analogy he gave early on, which I think is such a powerful, important analogy, is like the radar, right? Did you talk about that, right? The sense that you want to fly, the maisim katanim, those small acts, right? Don't pick the person who bothers you to no end. You know, that's not where we're at today, maybe one day. But the goal is to think about the small, tiny things that are happening and to try to work on those. And in doing so, like, that's much easier. If we're going to work on the person who